Welcome to Geoelectric Buzz, where we discuss geothermal energy and its environmental impacts. In this week's episode, we will introduce the most common plant, the binary cycle power plant. I'm your host, Geothermal Gabby. Geothermal energy is energy stored as heat beneath Earth's surface. There are three ways in which we can use this energy: direct geothermal energy, geothermal heat pump, and geothermal power plants. Because geothermal energy is a renewable resource, people often assume that it is 100% clean and eco-friendly. While it is much cleaner than burning fossil fuels, it can still cause a lot of damage to surrounding ecosystems. Due to the fact that geothermal facilities are often placed in volcanic environments, the structures alone can cause a lot of damage. Consideration also needs to be given to logistics, which entail building roads and pipelines and the construction of the facility. These constructions, along with drilling, can cause landslides and destroy vegetation. There are numerous environmental dangers involved as well. Geothermal features can lead to hydrothermal eruptions. This happens when the pressure becomes too high and the gas in the water shoot out in vents. This can have a depth between 5 and 500 meters. All of these occurrences cause water and air pollution. It releases mercury and other dangerous toxins into the air and water. Even though there are many environmental issues associated with geothermal energy, it is still considered to be one of the cleanest, most effective, and most cost-effective of all the renewable energies. One of the types of geothermal power plant is the binary cycle power plant. It is predicted to be the type of plant with the most potential for the future of geothermal energy. Like the other power plants, the binary cycle makes use of the steam created in geothermal features to convert the geothermal energy into mechanical and finally electrical. Unlike the others, the binary cycle works through the use of binary fluid, which is a fluid with a lower boiling point than water. Because of this, the water or steam can then be pumped up and used to heat the binary fluid. This fluid is then converted to steam, which in turn causes the turbine to generate electricity. Even though binary plants have an efficiency of 10 to 13%, they are able to exploit low temperature reservoirs, which gives them a more widespread application. In this episode, we talked about the effects of geothermal energy and the binary cycle power plant. Even though it seems unlikely that any one renewable energy source could ever replace the energy-rich fossil fuels, geothermal energy is a step in the right direction for the future of energy. Advances in its technology can only improve its efficiency, and a greater use of geothermal energy will only improve our environment. I'm Geothermal Gabby. Tune in next week.